What the f*** is going on?
I like to party.
Jesus, honey, wax much?
This is Unwaxed.
Get in, loser, we're going shopping.
With Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Unwaxed podcast with your favorite sisters, Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
Hello, listeners. How are we doing today?
Say it in Italian.
Ciao.
Oh, this lady has been learning Italian for the past, I don't know, how many months?
And we've said this before. Vorrei bere del vino da lei?
Okay, that's pretty good.
Do you know what that means?
No, I'm not studying Italian.
I would like to drink wine at your place.
Ooh. Have you been just learning some sexual languages or
No, see, sentences? I think the best way to learn a language is not to read it, not to write it, but simply learn phrases that are actually important. Like
where's the
bathroom? Do you want to drink wine at your place?
I know. I was going to say, is that an important line to say?
I think I say it a lot in English, so it only makes sense to learn it in Italian.
Fair. I love going on YouTube and looking up celebrities that speak another language and that you didn't know. Mm. Like they might learn French or they know Spanish or whatever it is. And I was thinking, I'm like, I need to be bilingual. I need to.
What would you learn?
I want to do Spanish. I think that for me and where we live, and I just feel like that's the most used one in my surrounding area. So I figured that would be probably, plus I've been learning it since high school. That's kind of disappointing too. Do you think about that? How we've been learning Spanish since we are probably in middle school.
And nothing stuck with me.
Is that
nothing?
Is anyone else feeling this way? How did you study a language for maybe 6 years? Like I had to learn it in college as well because that was a part of my major, but nothing.
I'll do you one better. When was the last time you used a squared plus b squared equals c squared? Let me know.
None.
Pythagorean's theorem? Let me know.
When did you use pi?
Never.
Did you ever look at a triangle and say that was a acute triangle or obtuse? Is it obtuse?
I hated geometry. Whenever they would say, what's the last degree? You have to fill it in. I don't know. Why do I need this?
You know what's kind of crazy is I don't even think I've said this on the podcast. I've always been a good student. Like I tried it. You're also a really good student as well. We've had pretty much the same grades. The only class mm-hmm. I've ever had a C in, I almost had a D in the class, was freshman year geometry. It was one of those things, I just couldn't understand that language.
Either you have a math brain or you don't.
I don't.
This is not a subject you can just learn and be good at. I'm sorry. Either you have it or you don't. And us Stallones definitely.
Not one of us
don't have the math gene.
No, I remember in elementary school, I'd fail a test. And if you failed a test, you'd have to go to your parents and have them sign the test that they saw that you did bad. So what I did, because I'm a little trickster, I saw my dad was signing maybe some documents. And so I grabbed one, brought it to my room, practiced it over and over and over. So then right before I'm supposed to hand in the test, I would just do the signature. And so the signatures were all the same.
Oh, I did the same thing, but a little bit better.
What did you do?
I covered the entire math test with another sheet of paper that I found online that was some random school's permission slip form. For a field trip. So it looked like it was a field trip signature that he had to sign. I go, just sign the bottom. And he signed the line. And then I removed the paper. It was my math test.
Oh, that's actually really smart. Do you remember? Oh my God. I know we're going into memory lane, but this is a really funny one. There was probably a period in time during, I think, my middle school where I did not try. I think the teacher was friends with my mom. And so she got a lot. She helped me get away with a lot of things if I didn't do well on a test, but I'd still do bad on the test. She probably, I think, maybe just input it differently, but I don't know what it was. And I remember my backpack had the secret zipper compartment in the back.
So
you were with me. Do you remember this? I had the red backpack and it was right after a soccer game. And I used to put all of my bad tests in behind that bag.
I remember
at the end of the soccer game, we're walking back up to the car. And I don't know why, but my mom was looking for something in the bag. And I don't know how she found this secret zipper, but she unzipped it and it flew open. And when I say it was a movie of scattering papers flying out the car and my mom picks up some of them. It was like a scene in Mean Girls when they pick up the signs. It's like, whose dirty secret? She looked at me and I was grounded for so long.
It was bad.
It was bad.
You got screamed at. Did you ever feel like as a kid when one of us would get screamed at, you kind of just sat there, smiled to yourself because it wasn't you getting screamed at?
Sometimes.
Right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Whenever you got yelled at, I would just nod my head and smile and look out the window being like, so happy that's not me.
It ain't me. Oh, no. But you know what? Why I always would smile is because it sounds so horrible. Would be because I would normally be the one that would get yelled at for something. Mm-hmm. And so when it was your turn, I'd go, finally, I'm the favorite today.
I know. We're so evil that way.
We really are.
If we're going down memory lane, I would love to talk about some shows that we sort of grew up with that would absolutely not fly on TV today. It would be canceled, shut down. It wouldn't even make it through the first round.
Give me an example.
Do you remember that show Next on MTV where they'd get the singles and they'd go on a bus and be like, hi, I'm Brittany. I'm blah, blah, blah. And then she would walk up to the guy and he'd look at her and be like, nah, next.
Holy shit.
Do you remember that?
You just unlocked an entire...
I know. So sometimes I like to go on YouTube and get into these really weird rabbit holes. And all of a sudden I started watching Silent Library, Next.
Silent Library! Okay, if anyone doesn't know what Silent Library is, basically it's the funniest show ever. You have a bunch of friends in a library that is obviously set up by MTV. And there's one lady that's supposed to be the quote-unquote librarian. And the whole point is they make these kids who someone will get unlucky and have to go through this task. And if you're loud, it's a fail.
Yeah.
But if you're quiet.
And there's strikes and
yeah.
Stuff
and
like
when
that.
We say like tasks, they get shocked. They get, I don't know, what like tied up or.
The funniest one is they had a man walk into the library and just slap one of them in the face and walk out. It was so funny. But that would just not fly today.
No.
But I was watching Next.
And oh my God.
I truly would love to know, first of all, where these contestants are today, because they were all the ages of 18 to 23.
Yeah.
Like no one was older than that. And they were just so dumb. Like, for example, yeah. This one guy walks out of the bus and goes, hi, I'm Cody. I'm 22. And I'll just go ahead and say it. Curvy girls make my junk twitch.
Ew, are you serious?
I swear. And I go, like, what is Cody doing today?
What parallel universe are we in?
But what does Cody do for a living now?
Oh, that's right. What is he doing right now?
I need to find Cody. But this show was just so
great. I just realized that. So why I find this so funny is that if you guys haven't seen it too, like, you walk out of the bus and the guy can look at you and go, next.
It's so bad.
And then,
it's so mean.
But if he likes you, you go on to the first date, the second date, third date. And if you go throughout the entire rounds, so you go on like the final date with him, but he can genuinely just
and
look at you and
too.
Say next.
They're very savage.
Yeah, they're both
She'll
savage.
Be like, oh, what's your favorite music? And he'll say country. She goes, next. And just like, you can't have a difference of opinions on the show.
Oh my God. I'm trying to think of another show that wouldn't fly by today.
I know.
That we used
so
to watch.
Many of these old MTV shows. You know what we grew up on that I was obsessed with was The Girls Next Door.
Oh yeah.
With the Playboy Mansion, I just felt so naughty watching it. Like, oh my God, I shouldn't be seeing this, but this is a dream come true.
No,
I saw a mansion with a zoo and pool parties, and obviously I'm so young that I have no idea what's really going on in the Playboy Mansion, but I'm thinking this looks like Disneyland.
You know what show I think would be really funny that we went on if we would go on it? Wipeout.
Is it just me, or does everyone else think that they can just destroy that obstacle?
I'm thinking in my head, I'm probably a little cocky. I think I would do well, but at the same time, I feel like I would actually have the worst wipeout of
you
wipeout
would wipe
history.
Out easily. A show that I would for sure pass, American Ninja Warrior.
You would
for
Justine,
sure.
You have people that are trained acrobats and strength trainers.
Their
parkour
is a real thing. I'm not going for time, but I will go for completion, and I think I could clear it.
You really
sure.
think you can clear it?
I think so.
You know what I would be horrible at?
What?
Fear Factor.
That
do you remember that show?
That is so stupid.
I could not do that. That
I'm
would
sorry.
Stress me out. If you, how would you know? I don't know if I would want to be sitting. You know, there was an episode. I just remember this. Wow. There was an episode where the girl got in a hole into a coffin.
No.
They closed the coffin and then they started putting dirt on the coffin and she was getting buried alive. I would lose my mind. Like, imagine being buried alive for the show.
I just don't understand why anyone would want to do that. Sit in a bucket with cockroaches.
I would rather.
What is the point?
Put you in a room with spiders and see how that goes.
I'd put you in a room with a clown, bitch. Oh, try, me.
Try, try me.
Try me.
Try me.
You know what's going to be in that coffin? Halloween. A clown. What?
I said Halloween, I'm going to dress up as a spider.
I'm going to be a clown.
Bet.
You as a spider for Halloween would be so stupid looking.
If I was dressed as a spider, you would look stupid dressed as a clown.
I think I could play a pretty sexy clown.
Well, you love clowns. You love that the guy that plays it.
I do.
What's his name?
Shit. What's his name? Bob?
Bob?
Is it not Bob?
Oh, maybe it is. I think I know what you're... I catch your drift, but I don't think that's his
name. Should we
talk
about our 4th of July?
Oh, yeah, you guys. Happy 4th of July. I know it was this past weekend. I hope everyone celebrated, had a fun time.
Was safe,
yes. We didn't actually go to the same event together, which is pretty shocking because normally we go to everything together.
I think yours was definitely more successful.
Mine was way better.
Tell me why.
Well, I think it was because I wasn't in LA. I wasn't in like West Hollywood, Beverly Hills. I know if you guys are listening, you're from LA, you get what I'm saying. If you're not, that's just kind of more central LA. I was in more the beach, like Marina Del Rey, closer to Manhattan Beach. And I feel like those people never really venture out to where I live and I never go over there. And everyone was just so goddamn nice. Every single person. I don't know if it's the energy of the beach. I don't know if everyone's just happy to be outside, tan, drinking together. But it was just really nice. Like, everyone was, no one was clicky. Everyone was welcoming.
I know. That's really refreshing.
And I didn't really know anyone there. I, like, knew one person. So I was pretty nervous walking in. Yeah.
That would stress me out. My social anxiety, just hearing that you go into a party and not knowing a single person. I need to have someone with me. That's why I drag you to every event with me.
But you know what's good, though, that we do have a benefit, like when we go to these events, is that we're good at keeping conversations with people. Like, I could make friends with a wall. Like, I really, like, I can adapt.
That's true.
It's definitely nerve wracking because you want them to like you.
But my problem is, I've been told that I'm so unapproachable because I have a severe resting bitch face.
RBF.
Yeah, big time. You know, I was just born with it.
It's not curable, guys. I've tried. I've tried everything.
I've tried smiling, and I think it made it worse. But the problem is, people take my resting bitch face as, oh my God, she's so unapproachable and mean and scary, and she just looks like a nasty girl. But really, I'm just so socially uncomfortable in a setting, because yesterday I was at a party, and I didn't know anyone, and I was sort of just standing there by the snack table, and I was just nervous, and everyone was like avoiding me. I didn't talk to anyone, and I was like, oh God.
What did you do?
I went with my cousin Ryan and my friend, and we went to a party that I knew no one at, and there was probably 10 kids there, and it was fine. It wasn't that great. I kind of think events like the 4th of July, like New Year's, they sort of have this expectation that it's going to be a wild day, right, or it's going to be so fun or eventful, and it's never really that.
It's not.
I was the designated driver, which I'm so happy I did that. The best part of my 4th of July was coming home to the pizza you ordered. Thanks.
You're welcome.
For that.
I know.
I almost hit a deer on the way home. Oh,
that's actually
very
scary.
And when I say almost hit a deer, it was so scary. I screamed so loud that I lost my voice. It was that close. It came out of nowhere because I was driving through the canyons, and they just come out from
the
hills.
Do.
And it was,
you know, you
terrifying.
Can die. You
oh,
can die
time.
Too. I mean, not only does the deer get severely injured or passes away, like, you can get, as the driver, pass away or get severely injured as well.
Seriously,
so that is scary.
It was very scary. But going back to being socially awkward, I'm really hoping that when we do live on our own and move out, that we sort of host small gatherings, so just so that I could be better at talking to people.
This is the problem, because I'm in the same boat with you. We're the same. I think people assume we're a lot cooler and we get it when we come into a room. Polar opposite. I feel like I almost have to try. This is, you know what it is, also why I get nervous going to these things, is because I feel like I have to try harder when, I feel like we've said this on the show before, but don't you feel like you have to be overly nice, like overly communicated, communicative?
Oh my God, I try to make every conversation with a new person the most memorable one they'll have of the night and say things that put me down to make it funny. And
but we're not being fake, but that's the thing. I just wanted to make sure, like, we're not doing this stuff because we're just trying to put on a show and act this way, but it's a lot of pressure. I mean, it's a little bit of pressure. We're just trying to make sure that people know we're not, well, more so you sometimes, that you're not actually the RBF that everyone thinks is walking around the streets.
So that's why we really need to be better at this. I think especially being in lockdown for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
I really forgot not only how to sort of date, but sort of how to talk to people casually.
I know. Like, what do you talk about other than, you don't want to talk about COVID.
It's kind of funny though, coming out of COVID, a lot of the questions that I was asked yesterday was, oh, what have you been up to? Just the same thing that you've been up to, on the couch watching TV every night. What has everyone
been
up
to? Eating pop chips. What else?
I know.
Watching Next.
Was I supposed to say, yeah, I just landed this huge job and I'm making this much money and I have a new relationship. Like, I've got none of those things.
Ditto. We're in the same freaking boat.
Do you want to talk about your book club you started?
Oh, thanks, Sistine.
I got you, sis.
Thanks. So yeah, you guys, so I've been actually thinking about this for a bit. I'm kind of caught off guard. I wasn't prepared to bring this up, but I love reading and I realized that I've found it pretty difficult on social media to figure out what my voice is and what I really love. And I like makeup, but I'm not passionate about makeup. I like fashion, but I'm not passionate about it. And so what can I really show on Instagram that truly is something that is important to me? And I've always just loved reading since day one. And so I decided, to make a long story short, to start a virtual book club in a way, or just show my suggestions, what I'm reading, have very aesthetically pleasing photos, things maybe I post or that I didn't take photos of. But it's just, hey, look, it's more going to be something that I'm enjoying and it's a hobby for me. And if you guys want to follow, it's called Favorite Book Club. I actually don't even think I've posted anything on it yet. And I've gotten a couple follows because you followed it. And my cousin followed it. So it's starting to kind of pick up with the 20 people that follow it.
She goes, it's picking up. We've got 20
followers. We got 20 followers.
20 smackaroos.
But yeah, it's just, I'm excited. It's just something that I know I'm going to enjoy doing. And it's not going to be something stressful for me because I do like doing it.
So when are you going to start posting?
Oh, I don't know. I probably have to start today.
Do it today.
Maybe I'll do it today. I was going to do like a little video, maybe a thing just saying like why I'm doing it and things like that. And I'll be more active and showing my face more on it than I probably will on my normal Instagram or my main Instagram page. But it does, I'll be honest, I've been holding off on it.
Why?
Because I don't know why I'm so nervous to post about it. I'm excited.
You're nervous to post that you read books?
No, I mean,
what does that even mean?
I don't know, because it's more of who I really am, which is I'm kind of a book nerd. I know,
so it's more putting yourself out there.
Yeah, and it's gonna, because I know we have a lot of our friends that have something specific for them that they are really talkative, and I know that we've been told by even our teams that we need to be more active on social media, mm-hmm. and showing who we are, because we can't just rely on this podcast 24/7 to be our only source of our personality showing off. But yeah, I don't know why.
I mean, it's not like you're making an OnlyFans and putting yourself out there that way. You're making a book club.
Are you still on
that
train of wanting to do it?
Thing.
Thanks. Didn't you want to start an OnlyFans but not have anything involving sexual photos? It'd be like a cooking class.
I think it would be so funny if someone just did the exact opposite.
People
of
have.
What an OnlyFans is, but not really.
But people got in trouble, or not trouble, but like people got mad at by their payers.
Like absolutely no nudity. Nothing sexual. Just something that is so basic, like, hi, I'm gonna teach you how to make a Granny Smith apple pie today, and it's just normal, like something funny. I don't know.
Well, why don't you start doing that just on your Instagram? Because Sistine actually is a really good baker. And
do you think anyone would watch me bake an apple pie?
Can I? Yes. Do you know why? Because,
all right, listeners, let me know if you will.
I'll tell you why. As I remember, I even just posted my protein energy balls that I made, and I got so many responses, just my friends alone that made it and really wanted the recipe and things like that.
You know what's funny? Sometimes I think that I get nervous that I'm going to be judged for posting something that is a bit offbeat or not expected of me, but I'm not nervous that strangers that I've never met, like the bulk of my followers, are going to judge me. I'm nervous that it's the people that sort of knew me before. You know what I mean? Like there friends from high school, Sistine, that are going to judge
why
me.
Why do you think I'm nervous about this book club? It's How lame is that? Isn't that lame? That I want to post something or you want to post something that is more true to who you are. And it's actually a little bit more nerve wracking because you're worried about your like immediate the 2% friend groups.
Of your followers is what we're worried about.
But you know, none of them, though, have ever been not supportive. Like, I don't think I've had anybody watch it and say, like, what are you posting? It's weird. Everyone's been like, that's really cool. But it's in my own head and in your own head that we're like,
crazy how the brain just conjures up insecurity and worries and what if.
When, make those what ifs. Why
not? No one made you feel that way, by the way. You know what I mean? Not one of your friends made you feel bad. Maybe one person had something to say, but they're just jealous. If they say something mean, they're just jealous that they're not doing it themselves.
Absolutely.
But it's so funny that we talk ourselves into this rabbit hole of...
I've had this book club page probably since mid-June. It is July. And you guys, if that's how you're feeling, maybe you have 10 followers, maybe you have a million followers, just post whatever you want. Post things that actually make you happy. Post things that might teach something to someone, just because you never know. Like, I know even my friends that don't have a ton of followers, like I have one girlfriend that she's always making bread, like sourdough bread, and it always in my mind I'm like, I really want to know if she does that. Like, I want to bake one day. So just that alone, I think we need to be more real on Instagram. I know it's a highlight reel, but if you're going to make it a highlight reel, why don't you do things that share who you are?
You know what? I agree.
Okay, so we are going to do one unsolicited advice. And I think it'd be fun to do also a couple bedtime stories because we got a couple submissions. So thank you guys so much for doing that. And remember, if you guys want your question answered, you go to Apple Podcast, you write a review, and that's where you put the question and you give us a 5-star rating. So this is from Julia, and she wrote, "Dear Unwaxed Podcast, I don't know who will be reading this, but I really love your podcast. And I was wondering if I could please ask a question for the unsolicited advice segment. My question is, how do you know if a guy is into you when he is just your friend? I have a friend that's a guy, but he's acting different and I'm not really sure whether he is flirting with me or not. Thank you for making this podcast. You guys make me feel like you're the sisters I never had. Love you guys."
Aww.
Very sweet.
Love you too. That's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm going to let you take reign more on this one sometimes because I feel like you've had more guy friends that I've probably liked you.
So let me just get it straight. Her guy friend, strictly just a friend, is flirting with her and she doesn't know what to do with it?
Well, no, she said that how do you know if a guy is into you if he's just your friend? I have a friend that's a guy and he's acting different and I'm not sure if it's flirting or not.
Okay.
It's a bit this broad is my, because I mean, I feel like it's easier if you told us specifically what he's doing.
This is my take on it. If you know this guy's behavior because he's your friend and it's been consistent for a while, and then all of a sudden he's acting different towards you and you're picking up on it. Number one, we always say this on the show, your intuition is always right. So if you have a gut feeling that he likes you, he probably does.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, I've always thought that girls and guys can be friends and live in a world that is a possibility. And there would be nothing sexual, no flirting, no relationship. It's strictly just a girlfriend and a guy friend relationship. Now, as I've gotten older, I've seen a few things. I've experienced a few things. I've come to the conclusion that that is not always the case. There are some exceptions to the rule.
Yep.
But if he is your guy friend, even if he'll never admit it, on some small, small, small scale that maybe it's buried deep down inside of him, he has already thought of the possibility of you two being more than friends.
And the only reason why a guy won't progress further with a girl that's his friend is because you've made it very, very clear that nothing's going to happen. Exactly. So they won't shoot their shot. I mean, there's always signs you can tell when you have a guy friend, whether or not they're flirting with you. I mean, I do think that when they're very vulnerable with you, when they're playing with you a bit, teasing you sometimes, like it's a schoolyard thing.
And sometimes you can really see a difference in the way that they look at you.
Yeah, like I lingering a little bit longer.
Tell a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of experienced that this past week, and I was with a few of my guy friends that I haven't seen in a few years, cut to 2 years later, and I'm getting the same sort of vibe. So I feel exactly, or understand exactly what you're feeling right now. So just play it cool. Keep doing what you're doing. If you want to just be friends with him, I wouldn't address anything unless he did first, because then you don't want to feel, you know, embarrassed if all of a sudden he pulls away and say, oh, where did you come up with that? I don't like you.
There has to be a moment, I think. Yes. If you can feel, you can feel the moment, whether that's if you're dating a guy for the first time, you always know if it's going to be different. And if there's a moment where you guys are sitting together and there's just this energy where you guys are both looking at each other in some type of way, maybe address it. I mean, I hope you like the guy, because I think going from friends to relationship is really sweet, and I think it's almost better.
Those are the best relationships. Yeah. When you start it as friends and you say, hold on, I like you, you like me.
Mm-hmm. As a person.
Let's be a power duo.
Exactly. So I hope, Julia, that helped you out, and I hope you guys end up together.
Good luck, girl. Keep us updated.
And now we are going to head into bedtime stories. And this one, Sistine hasn't read yet, and I think she'll like this. I read this pretty quickly, and it's a bit shocking, and it's kind of
hard. Oh, I love it.
It's a little hard to believe.
So if you guys want to have your bedtime stories read on the show and have our reactions to it, make sure you email the story at unwaxedpodcast@gmail.com. That is unwaxedpodcast@gmail.com, and we will read your stories on the show. Now, bedtime stories can be anything from something emotional and heavy that you've gone through, something extremely funny, embarrassing, grotesque, whatever you want. Sophia, take it away.
This is called Don't Do Dating Apps, Kids.
This sounds very relatable to us.
Hi, Stallone sisters. I thought I would submit a bedtime story that has happened to my roommate. She's very unlucky when it comes to sex and relationships. Sorry, I added my own commentary in this story because it's just too good. My roommate went on her second date with a guy where they went hiking in the dark. Sketch, that should have been a sign. After they got to the summit, he invited her to his place. On the way to the guy's house, she almost got in a car wreck. Things are going really good. When she got to his place, she went up to his room where his grandma walked in and said, Rachel looked like one of her nieces.
What?
When the grandma left, the guy went to pee and physically picked up the door to move it to close because it was off its hinges.
What?
Then she noticed that there were two other unhinged doors with big holes punched in them.
Run.
A huge red flag. When he got back from the restroom, The Office was playing and the mood was set. What a mood setter. The Office
really picks up those. Just cancel out everything.
Really picks up
prior.
Those romantic vibes.
It's like straight in Pennsylvania. Let's go.
In the middle of a makeout session, he randomly slapped her in the face.
What?
And said, oh, sorry, I couldn't help myself.
No.
This was their second date. This would not be the last time other dudes would slap her during makeout sessions.
Hold on.
I don't know how she's had such bad luck. I love your podcast. Thanks for making me laugh.
Hold on. We got to break it down. Let's start with hike in the dark.
Wait. Okay.
Hike in the dark. First of all, hiking on a date, you know how I feel about this. Big no-no. Plus, you're in the dark. What the fuck?
Yeah, really. Okay, so they got to the summit and then went to his place where they almost got in a car accident. So already the date's just going to shit. And then they get to his place where his grandma walked in and said that she looked like one of her nieces.
That sounds like a horror movie.
It sounds like, yeah.
Like the grandma coming in and saying, oh, hi, sweetie.
Yeah, she's probably standing in the doorway watching. He slapped her in the
face. No, I know that. I'm just trying to help.
I mean,
I'm trying
and then
to
he's
see
just sorry I couldn't help myself. I mean, dude, what?
Yeah, that's not right.
That's not right at all. You don't ever hit a girl, first of all. Second of all.
Without her consent.
Yeah, without her consent. If she's like, if this is something that is between the two of you, you guys know each other, and then she said it's okay, and you said okay. I mean, everyone's talked about it, and you've communicated about it very clearly, what the red line is, what your boundaries are. Okay. But not in any world, shape, or form should have that happened, and that happened twice to this girl. Like, I'm really sorry that you had to go through that.
I would love a follow-up.
Yeah, really.
I have a few questions.
I'm really sorry, Rachel.
Did she leave?
Just remember this, Rachel, and the girl that wrote in. Do not let anyone do that to you. Please read the room, read the signs. You want to make sure that you're safe. You know, you know your worth. Like, make sure that everyone is aware of where you're going, who you're with, because no matter what, you don't know this person in the end. And you have to make sure that everyone that you know is aware of where you are. Like, I know Sistine knows exactly where I am and vice versa.
You've got to be safe.
And you got to do your research on the person that you're about to go out with, even if it's from a dating app and you've seen two photos of him. You have to do your research. I know I make jokes about me stalking, but they're honestly for some kind of good.
I mean, this sounds like every horror podcast that I've ever listened to.
Yeah, really.
Hiking in the dark.
Not okay.
Not okay.
I mean, that's not even like
that's how all of them start. That's how every one of the shows start. Just be safe.
Be safe.
Please.
And that is all we have for today, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Unwaxed Podcast. I know we don't have visuals anymore. I know we don't have any YouTube uploadings, but I promise you they're going to come soon and they're going to come in hot. We're having some big changes coming up.
Oh yeah, you guys. The podcast is getting a Beverly Hills facelift. It's going to look so good. We're going
to Dr. Miami is going to put those implants in and make you them guys, large.
It's going to be great. So just hold off a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate you guys writing in. Please, again, go to the Apple Podcast page. Leave your unsolicited advice question in the ratings and review section. Subscribe, share. Yeah,
please, you guys, share this podcast with that. If you truly love it, it would help Sistine and I. Subscribe, share it with your friends, post about it. We watch and read everything. And so
I was in the DMs this morning reading all of your comments. All of them.
We really, truly appreciate the ones that do say something. We love you guys, and we hope you have a great rest of the week. Stay unwaxed.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
From all of us here at the show, thanks for staying unwaxed.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Be sure to download new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or PodcastOne.com. Follow your hosts at Sophia Stallone and at Sistine Stallone. And be sure to follow the show at Unwaxed Podcast. We'll see you next week.